From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy Tuesday. The move is seen as an attempt to protect the organization from the roughly 300 active sexual abuse cases it's facing. KUER's John Reed has more on what that looks like in Utah.
The Boy Scouts wouldn't provide the number of active scouts in Utah, but has over 2 million nationwide. The ranks here took a hit after the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints cut ties with the organization this year. Before that, local scout leaders estimated about half of the state's scouts were church members. Portland-based attorney Stephen Cruz says there are likely many victims here, though a precise number isn't clear. He's representing 200 victims across the country, with at least three in Utah. There have also been 86 recorded perpetrators in Utah over the years, according to the Boy Scouts' so-called perversion files, which name troop leaders and volunteers accused of abuse. But Cruz says the scouts also destroyed files, so the real number is probably more than that.
It's unknown and unknowable at this point.
Cruz says that in many of his cases, the Boy Scouts knew kids were in danger, but did nothing to step in. And for that, they should be held accountable.
It's not our goal to shut down the Boy Scouts, but it is our goal to make sure that these victims are compensated and that the Boy Scouts pay for the harm that they've done.
The Scouts' bankruptcy case will ultimately set a deadline for victims to file abuse claims, but Cruz says he's working to extend it as long as possible. John Reed, KUER News.
A bill that would ban license plates that disparage groups of people based on such things as race and religion passed the Utah Senate yesterday. It comes after controversy earlier this year over a personalized plate that read, "Deportem." The bill's sponsor, Democratic Senator Luz Escamilla, says the state commission that approves the plates should have clear guidelines.
We need to provide more structure to make sure that when they are making those very subjective decisions, that they have a framework of what groups we're trying to make sure is not insulting or derogatory or disparaging of those groups.
An alternate proposal to get rid of vanity plates entirely died on the Senate floor. Escamilla's bill now heads to the House. Republican gubernatorial candidate Amy Winder Newton says her campaign will stop gathering signatures and focus on winning delegates to get on the primary ballot. KUER's Grace Osusky reports.
The campaign says it's too expensive to get the 28,000 required signatures. Winder Newton says they estimated the cost based on bids from signature gathering companies.
Using both Gather at $7.50 a signature, as well as another company called M3 at $5 per signature, it would be over $200,000 to be able to get the bulk of signatures.
There are two ways a Republican candidate can get on the ballot in Utah. They can either get those signatures or get delegate votes at the Republican State Convention in April. Matthew Burbank teaches political science at the University of Utah. He says a candidate who chooses to rely entirely on delegates may have an advantage at that convention.
For a lot of Republicans, they would much rather have candidate campaign in the convention process because they see that really as the legitimate process for how candidates get selected.
There are currently six Republicans vying for Utah's governor seat. Grace Osusky, KUER News.
Representative Tulsi Gabbard is making a campaign stop in Utah this week. The contender for the Democratic presidential nomination trails well behind the field. She didn't qualify for the debate last night in Nevada and finished seventh in New Hampshire. Tomorrow, Gabbard hosts a free Meet the Candidate event at the Hinckley Institute of Politics on the University of Utah campus, followed by a town hall gathering in downtown Salt Lake in the evening. Gabbard will appear in Provo at a town hall on Saturday, and plans to snowboard in Little Cottonwood on Sunday, where the public is invited to ride with her. Gabbard represents Hawaii in the U.S. House and is the first Hindu member of Congress. Provo City officials have approved amending the land use code to allow ancillary breweries and restaurants in two downtown zones and in regional shopping center areas. The city council voted 4-3 after hearing public comments. Supporters say it allows brewpubs to have economic value, bring more diversity, and provide a welcoming atmosphere for visitors. Opponents cite concerns over the health and safety of residents and say brewpubs could potentially increase reports of drunken driving and DUI-related citations and crashes. I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.